When American coffee giant Starbucks opened a few years ago in Austria, it intended to take the capital, Vienna, by storm. But the chain's rapid expansion hasn't been so easy. The Viennese are loyal to their Café Mitzschlag. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's a busy day in Starbucks' flagship Vienna store, strategically located right across the street from the famous Zacher Hotel and Café.
This is a strawberries and cream frappuccino.
As in Starbucks around the world, the cashier takes orders and money, then sends customers to the end of the counter to pick up their drinks.
1 euro 40 change, your ticket and your drinks for you under the red lamp in a moment.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This Starbucks shop attracts a lot of tourists. Many say they come because they know exactly what they'll get. But there are Viennese here, too. University student Valentin Menedetta likes Starbucks creature comforts.
Air conditioning, the clean toilets. You know, basically, it's not the coffee or something like that which attracts me, because in Vienna, we're a city of coffee and stuff. And so we have much more better cafes, which are not chains like Starbucks. But Starbucks, you know, it's like, it's nice to lounge if you're a non-smoker, because they got very comfortable cushions, and that's that.
Things are different at Havelka, one of Vienna's classic coffee houses.
I make a melange, Vienna melange, yes. I take
65-year-old Günther Havelka is here nearly every day, pulling coffee, baking buns, and serving both on small silver trays to seated customers. His father, who ran the place for decades, sits near the entrance wearing a jacket and tie. The coffee grinder spits out the regular amount for a melange. Havelka presses in a few extra fingerfuls to make this one just as strong as the customer wants. Tourists come here too, and faithful customers, like Ruth Struppe, who's never heard of Starbucks.
I don't understand Starbucks. No, I don't know it, no. I like the traditional coffee houses. It's the atmosphere and the traditional and the history, and it makes the atmosphere.
Havelka hosted a thriving artist scene in its prime in the 1960s. This coffee house has been memorialized in poetry and prose. Starbucks arrived in Vienna in December 2001, intending to open one store a month. Since then, it's opened 11 and closed 2.
I think it's a little bit difficult in Vienna for Starbucks.
Maximilian Platzer heads Austria's Coffee Association and runs a coffee house of his own.
We had coffee houses here when America was discovered.
But he says the arrival of Starbucks also helped traditional coffee shops.
It was a lot in the press, in the daily press, about Starbucks and the Viennese coffee houses. They were talking about coffee, and so that was good also for the Viennese coffee houses.
Starbucks makes it part of its mission to talk about coffee. For the opening of its newest shop, a Starbucks employee guides a few local journalists through an exercise of smelling things, cinnamon, flowers, dirt, then sniffing and slurping coffee from Indonesia, Africa, and Guatemala. The company calls this an aroma lab. CEO of Starbucks Austria, Urs Schaub, says employees go through this, and sometimes customers, too.
No, it's called a customer coffee seminar, and it's always very useful to do coffee from the three regions, because they do have very different taste profile, and that always helps the customer to understand that there is different coffee in the world.
It's an issue that has not come up in Maximilian Platz's experience.
Here in a traditional coffee house, I never heard that somebody asked if the coffee is from Brazil or from South America or from Africa or from Vietnam.
Proprietors and customers alike say Starbucks can coexist with Vienna's traditional coffee houses because they are very different creatures. But in some ways, they're strikingly similar, too. Platzer recently added frappés to his menu and offers takeout coffee.
2 years ago, we bought, I think, 1,000 paper cups. I think we have still 932. That's what we learned from Starbucks, no? To make a little bit more money.
His coffee house still serves as something of an office for one of Austria's most famous film directors, following a Vienna tradition of coffee shops as living rooms where people from different backgrounds mix. It's a lot like Starbucks' marketing concept of its shops as communal third spaces, second only to home and work. Catherine Gillum just moved to Vienna from Western Austria. She's sold on Starbucks.
I just love the chairs and lolling around. And once I came here 3 weeks when I was looking for a job here, and I was so tired on that day, and I just went to sleep for half an hour here, and nobody cared, and I loved that.
Traditional coffee house owners would almost certainly approve, but note their shops come with a waiter who would probably remember to wake you if you wished, and would deliver a fresh coffee to your table. Emily Harris, NPR News.